The Ancient Ones arrived on planet Earth billions of years ago and have come forward with the energy and integration of animal spirit to bring us a very special offering, a gift and an invitation to reawaken and receive codes of transmission and activate our DNA to a whole new way of experiencing life here on planet Earth. This episode is the third and final gift that the Ancient Ones have come to share with us. So please join me as we come together in loving unity, set our intentions in a space of love, and receive their transmission codes of light. Hi everybody, it's Mary Beth Haynes, and I'm the gal who speaks with animals and the host of the Awaken with Animals podcast. Awaken with Animals is a collection of inspiring channelings from the animals themselves and messages of guidance from them, those that we call our friends. They delve into the heart of the mind, body, spirit, and soul. And along with friends, some old, some new, I'll be having impactful conversations with other like-minded people who share a variety of profound experiences that animals and other sentient beings have brought to their lives. Anything from the journey of healing to the celebrations of life, there's an animal who has a story to tell, a lesson to teach us, and a gift to provide to us all. This podcast promises to bring you uplifting inspiration and divine loving guidance. I'll be calling upon the collective animal energy, animal spirit, and the beings of light to match and join our vibration. I will channel messages of love and hope, as well as help you with your own connection to the animals in your life, in nature, and more. We'll explore all of this with our heart's authenticity and our soul's growth in a space of divine wisdom and love always. So be prepared to be amazed at just how profoundly deep an animal's message can be, why they are here to assist humanity, and to learn just how many blessings they have to share with you. It is my heart's intention that as we awaken with animals, we will activate a deeper and meaningful life. Hi friends, it's Mary Beth Haynes, and I am the gal who speaks with animals, and we come together here once again, united. Thank you for being here. I am so happy that we can come together in this way and awaken with animals and activate a deeper and meaningful life. And I invite you to take a look at what that might look like, sound like, feel like, or simply what comes to you in a knowing or a deeper sense. What does activating a deeper and meaningful life sound to you? Be to you? What does it mean to you? I guess that's what I'm trying to say here. What does activating a deeper and meaningful life mean to you? The animals give us such wonderful opportunities to share in their vibration of love and of healing and so much more. I was just thinking the other day of Nemo. Nemo is a chihuahua and he is my furry little son. Now, he is a dog and I am a human. And even though we have physiological differences, we are still one, right? And I share Nemo because he just came into my awareness right now. He's with me here at the time of this recording, and he's so peacefully holding space with me. And I was thinking just the other day about him and how much of a teacher he is to me. He is a teacher, a healer, and a guide, disguised as a dog named Nemo, the Chihuahua. And do you want to know something? I was thinking the other day how if Nemo were to cross the street, he needs my support because he doesn't understand that he needs to look both ways to make sure that there's nothing coming. Or if he sees something, he reacts on instinct, and that instinct is the trajectory for what's going to happen next. It's not the conscious thought of, is this safe for me to do or not? Yet, when it comes to soul, wisdom, guidance, healing, all of those things, he is the one that shows me these deep, deep divine messages that as a human, I am not able to know right off top, because I mentioned how his instinctual behaviors, well, my instinctual behaviors as a human being, having a human experience, it's like he shows me how I can get into the wisdom being received by changing my consciousness and by changing my focus. So isn't it interesting how such a divine, wise being who has a soul that is full of love and light and all of that magnificent presence needs help to cross the street because he doesn't understand how to look left or right? Does this make sense? So I'm just inviting you to look at the animals in your life and to realize that yes, we do need to help them with things that may seem simple to us. So we've been taught we need to look left and right before we cross the street. We have been taught that we need to do things and see, is it safe to do so or not? And have that conscious part to be able to make that decision. Yet we haven't been taught about that deep wisdom that resides within us, that soul experience that we have come here to manifest, to have as a human being. Because we are souls in a physical body. And so it's so interesting when it comes to the animals that you have in your life and how they act, react, and how they see life. And how for us, we may need to support and guide them through many things that we may seem as simple life strategies, right? But when we turn it around and look at how they help us, wow. Man, do they ever support us in such a deep, soulful way. I, as in every time we get together, I set forth the intention to connect with a crystal or two, sometimes three, but I ask these crystals to show themselves to me, reveal themselves to me, so that they can bring their vibration in during our time together as well. And for this particular episode, we have two crystals that are joining us. The first one is Golden Healer. This Golden Healer is in the shape of a sphere, so it is circular in nature. And we also have a large chunk of black tourmaline. This black tourmaline is in its rough form. These pieces are both absolutely stunning. And I'm receiving the guidance today to move forward in being able to share the vibration that they have from something that wouldn't be textbook. So what do I mean by that? Well, what I'm receiving from them is that, well, if we were to look up black tourmaline or look up Golden Healer, we'd be able to find a lot of things that they support us with on a vibrational level. However, in this instance and at this time, I'm not getting from them that they wish to for me to share kind of what it is, the common things that they're with, and what they bring. They want me to connect with them in why we're here right now. The purpose of this particular time together, this episode of Awaken with Animals podcast, and to bring forward intuitive messages from them of why they're here. So if you look up Golden Healer or Black Tourmaline, you will be able to find many pieces of information about them. And you're invited to do that. And take from it what you feel is what will be in your highest and the best for this time together, right? However, let's take a moment and connect with each piece on a vibrational level, and let's find out what they have to say to us. This is something I haven't done before here on these episodes, so I'm really excited to see what comes from this. All right, so the first piece that I am drawn to is the black tourmaline. So this piece is very heavy. It's I can't say exactly how heavy it is in weight, but if I were to connect with it on an intuitive level, I would say about 500 grams. Now, if we were to look at what this stone provides to us, I'm looking at this stone and I see these beautiful black colors. I also see the white lines and I see red lines as well. What I'm receiving from black tourmaline right now is courage. I'm feeling a grounding sense, something that will connect us to the earth, something that will keep us grounded, connected, focused, centered. And I'm really receiving the words, you are safe. Feel my presence as black tourmaline and know that you are safe. My vibration brings to you a loving embrace so that you may be of this earth, connecting joyfully. I bring you the guidance from your root chakra. I bring you a loving embrace through my colors of black with white and red. And I will be here throughout this episode in vibration with you to be able to share all of these in a space of safe strength. Thank you, Black Tourmaline. I feel your vibration very, very strongly, and it is absolutely beautiful. As I place the black tourmaline to the side with us, its vibration continues to flow, and you are invited to bring that with you in any way that you feel is in the highest and best for you. I'm now moved to the golden healer sphere. And as I hold this golden healer sphere in my left hand, I am receiving these golden rays of love that are coming from above. These golden rays I see with my mind's eye coming through, feeling like they are being divinely guided. And as these rays come through, they are creating these lines. So let me explain what I'm seeing. So they're coming through from above down on an angle. And as they come on this angle, they form almost like a pillar, and then they form another pillar and another pillar, and they're placing this pillar of golden rays all around us. So if you can envision or imagine or sense or know that there are these beautiful golden glowing pillars of love, of light, of vibration to be able to come and surround us in a circle that is welcoming, that is loving, and again, that is safe. I keep hearing the words safe strength. When I look at this golden healer sphere, I see that it is smooth and polished and it is circular. There is no beginning and there is no end, for it is part of time from when it first began. When I connect with golden healer, I feel the vibrational message of I am golden healer, and I come forth bringing a vibration of light. This light contains the energy and the vibration of the space in which is needed for this time together. I bring forward the energy and opportunity for the things to fall into place in your life experience here on earth. I bring all this through and more with love, with light, and with divine messages from the angel realm. The angel realm is present within my frequency. There are angels that are present that are with each of these pillars that surround this space. This angelic presence is here to help guide this time together. And through the golden rays, we bring forward a time and opportunity for you. Thank you, Golden Healer. I'm feeling a little emotional in the sense of gratitude for what the Golden Healer has brought through. So we have this angelic presence, these angelic rays and pillars that are surrounding us. And then we have the grounding, safe nature that Black Tourmaline provides. Thank you both for being here with us and for what you're bringing through. And as I place the Golden Healer sphere down, I place it to the left, beside the black tourmaline. So it's like we have that light piece, that connection to the divine, the angelic realm and that presence. And then we have the black tourmaline piece, which is that grounding piece to the earth. So when I see this in my vision that I see at this time, I'm seeing a connection as above, so below, a connection to the earth to have that anchor, because this is where we are. And also a connection to the angelic realm, to the light realms, because that is where we come from. And to have that balanced polarity between the two. a really quick announcement to make that I am super, super excited about. The Animal Communication Kit is now complete and ready for you. And the best part about all of this is that it's absolutely free. Simply go to thegalspeaks.com, click on the free resources tab, and once you submit your request, this customized package, including exercises and strategies that you can do to build a deeper bond with animals, learning how to communicate with the animals in your life, as well as animals in nature, and more will be sent to you within minutes. I am so excited about this, and I look forward to sharing it with you. This is part three today, that we are here to come together to connect once again with the ancient ones. They came forward several weeks back, identifying themselves as the ancient ones, and that they had gifts to share with humanity through the transmission codes of blessings, love, and light. If you have not listened to the transmission codes of blessings or of love, I invite you to go back to the previous two episodes so that you may receive them as well, should you wish. In this particular episode, it is my divine intention to connect with the ancient ones and bring forward their gift to us, the humans of planet Earth, in receiving the transmission codes of light, part 3 of 3. And with much gratitude, I wish to thank the ancient ones who have come forward, because they have come forward through the energy of animals' presence. They have come forward through the energy of animal spirit. The words that are coming is animal past, right? So it's like the animal energy from millions and billions of years ago. And the wisdom and the guidance that they've come to planet Earth to be able to support us with. And it brings me back to something that I just recalled. I remember growing up and I remember the animals in my life. Now, remember, the frequency that we vibrate at, the energy that we have around our auric field and where we are in our life situations, we attract the energy around us to match that vibration, right? And so when I was younger, I was not vibrating at the same frequency as I am now. Or was I? I don't know, because there's a lot I don't remember, but I do know that I always have had connection to other realms and other things that I just didn't understand when I was small. But as I was growing up and through the life experiences, the traumas, the celebrations, the sadness, the different cycles that I was moving through, all those experiences matched a certain vibration. And so animals, when I was younger, seemed smart and wise because they are the ones that taught me how to hear their voice. But it was in a much different way than the animals I see of today, because my vibration has changed and therefore so has theirs. Because it's kind of like I keep hearing in my mind, like attracts like, right? So when we are in a vibration that carries a certain frequency, we often attract the frequency that will match and join that vibration. And so it's so interesting to how the animals have evolved along with us as humans. Does that make sense? Because I find that when I'm doing these episodes and I'm recording and, you know, none of this is scripted. So I'm just going with what is coming through. And before I hit that record button, I always ask for the highest and the best to be shared and received during our time together. And so I share all of this with you with my heart's intention and my soul's intention of love. So thank you so much for being a part of this once again. So I've been able to connect with the ancient ones and receive their message and being ready to bring forward the transmission codes of light for us all. And as I bring this through, as the conduit of energy that I am, because the message is coming through from them, what I invite you to do is that if you are driving, to not listen to these codes of light and the transmission of them while you're driving. Rather, stop driving doing, or turn this off and wait until you are in a place that is free from distractions. Turn off your phones and your televisions, or perhaps be in a room where you know that you won't be interrupted, and have this space to be a sacred time for you. For the ancient ones have said, we as humankind are ready. We are ready to receive these light codes, for they are already a part of our DNA, for they are already a part of us, and they are just ready to be reawakened or reignited or to come forward in a way that is in the highest and best for us. Always reminding you that you always, always, always have free will of choice. And if you wish to move forward, I invite you with my heart and with much, much gratitude to the ancient ones. It is our divine intention to bring forward a gift to the humans of planet Earth in being able to share and receive in the transmission codes of light. We derive from the ancient ones, and billions of years ago had a plan in place for our arrival to planet Earth. And as we arrived and moved through the times and the areas that were needed in the evolving evolution of the Earth and all of those who inhabit the Earth, the divine presence of our beings were created to be able to share forward this transmission in the codes of light. We are with the universe. We are with God. We are with angelic presence. And as we go with the name, the Ancient Ones, we consist in this instance of animal energy that is connected to divine loving wisdom and the space where light resides. As animal energy, we bring forward the presence of love, the presence of boundaries. And in these boundaries, we create a golden sphere that comes and surrounds the space in which these codes of light and the transmission of such is shared. We bring forward hues of the rainbow colors, purple, pink, green, blue, yellow, orange. And as those colors swirl and move to and fro, they bring forward the essence of light. We bring forward the color black. We bring forward white, for all these colors arrive from its source. We invite you to connect with the earth in which you reside. And in way in which we invite you to do so is in a way that is of ease. And in turn, from the space in which your heart resides, to connect to Gaia, the feminine aspect of planet Earth's energy, and the energy that she provides in her wisdom, her strength, her foundation of providing this space for the transmission to take place. And we invite you to allow connection to that which you call light, where light comes from for you. We have heard many names. We've heard God, the universe, Great Spirit. We've heard wisdom keepers. We've heard angelics, galactic providers. The name that provides resonance to your heart space is where we invite you to connect through. For when you come from a space of love and divine light, the path remains the same. And as we share these transmission codes of light to you, we wish to let you know that it is our honor to be able to do so. We hold gratitude for you being able to receive these codes because, our dear friends, you are ready for the light. You are ready for what the codes of light within your DNA are ready to receive. The codes that have been within your DNA for millennia. Onwards and forwards from one family to the next generation, to the next, and so on. And as it comes to you and to your offspring and to the generations of the future, these light codes are awakening, and they are ready at this very time to awaken within for the highest and the best for your journey. The codes come through a language of love. The codes of light come through in a sense of peace. When you walk out into a forest, or when you are somewhere where you are with nature, nature resonates at a frequency of natural, born stillness. It comes forward from a place of being, just as it is. It doesn't try to be anything other than what it is, and the purpose of why it is here. And nature evolves as planet Earth evolves. Nature learns from this evolvement, and nature changes with the flows and the ebbs, and as it continues, does not have to try. It does not need to feel pain or heartache for the changes that it goes through, for it's all part of its evolution. As human beings, we understand that it is emotional or can be triggering for some to see what is happening to the earth, to see what is happening to the world around you. There are many changes that are happening within your vibration. And as these changes continue to occur, we invite you to consider the possibility that the earth is okay. The earth is changing. The earth is transforming. And the light that is deep within the earth continues to raise its vibration and frequency. And because of the many different energies that are currently on planet Earth, energies that are of light or goodness, and energies that are of darkness or with intention of harm, these energies are finding their balance. And through these transmission codes of light, as you connect to the earth, we want you to know that the earth is okay. She's moving through the destruction. She's moving through the various changes. Mother Earth is strong. Mother Earth has passion. And Mother Earth is here for humankind in being able to share and awaken these codes of light. As you connect with Mother Earth even deeper, may these codes of light come through her loving embrace for you right here, right now. And as they do, they come through your feet, coming up with such a loving vibration, like a mother to her child with so much love, so much kindness, so much compassion. And they continue coming up through your feet. You have the choice to invite them in, to connect with your DNA, to connect with the essence, the vibration of you, your purpose, and why you are here. And we invite you to celebrate the lifetime that you are currently in. As these light codes awaken within your DNA, and as they continue to move through your body on an energetic level, they continue to flow and run through like a gentle river that brings the water from one side to the other. And in this river, there may be rocks, There may be things that are barriers or things that cause the water not to flow straight through, for the water must move around these barriers. But when you look at things, they still get through, don't they? All the water particles, they still move around, and as they move around these barriers and the rocks, and as they gently flow down the river, they continue doing so from one side to the next. And they actually gently massage the rocks or the sticks or the pieces of things that are barriers in their way. For water continues to evolve, and water contains cellular memory. And as the water moves through these rocks and moves around these rocks, it gently massages each piece. When you walk along the beach and you find pieces of glass or stones or pebbles or maybe even shells, you see that they were once sharp or once they might have been rough. But over time, the water, the loving, gentle vibration of the water, so gently and loving, yet powerful, and it connects with these pieces and makes them smooth, makes them shiny, does not stop the water from doing its purpose. And we bring this forward to you in knowing that as these light codes are being invited into your DNA, and as they move through your energetic body, they are being received with the love that you come from, the love that you reside, from where it all began. That is true divine codes of light. We invite you to sit with this vibration. And as you do, we invite you to the presence of love. And we invite this presence of love to join you. The presence of healing to match your vibration, and the presence of the many blessings that surround you to be with you in a way that you know that you are safe, because you are loved and you are light. The transmission codes of light are now complete. We want to thank you for this gift of being able to share with you from us, the ancient ones, in a vibration that humankind is ready. For the blessings are with love and with light. The ancient ones have spoken. And so it is. And so it shall be.